So, so basically, whatever we see, whatever we hear, whatever we smell, whatever we taste, in a touch, tangible, all these, all these, you know, sense objects, or, I think it's a, came from our mind. You see, how we see the view, what kind of view you have, you know, when you see the object form, smell, taste, tangible objects, all these. how you see, how you find, how you see it. And I see, all this view of mind, your mind, you know, senses. So it's all creation. It's all creation of your own mind. And this this meditation is extremely important, unbelievably important. This this mindfulness, mindfulness in this is what's most important. And it's extremely beneficial to see the ultimate nature of the truth, ultimate nature of the phenomena. You know, so extremely beneficial for that. To this meditation, this awareness is extremely essential. Extremely important. So the awareness is all came from your mind, you know. All this view of your mind, you know. Come from your mind, you see. So I'm going to mention to you, there's two ways. One is right now, you know, whatever you see, how you see the forms, smells, sense, tangible, all these kinds of objects. So, because you see, bad and good, what you see now, bad or good, you see, form, smell, the sight, or the sense of eye, you see. Sense of eye. This eye. This is not this eye. I don't know what the eye is, but it's sense. So, not that. This eye. Here's a very important point out. But I want to explain this story. So when I came the first time Mexico, very first time Mexico, so I gave a teaching. I don't know anybody here who organized that course. I'm not sure that anybody is here. I'm not sure, yeah. So there's one professor from the university, I don't know his name, he invited his own, I think he's the one who organized to invite his own Dalai Lama in Mexico, the first time in Mexico. Then I came after that. He wanted me to introduce his own for the Mexican people, but I said Geshe Sopa Rinpoche was better. So Geshe Sopa Rinpoche came first, I think that might be the first time coming to Mexico, invited him to introduce his own for Dalai Lama for people in Mexico. Then the I came after that. After that, so they one girl whom I met in Nepal, Dharamsala, Dharamsala. There were one or two persons who lived in Dharamsala, I think, for a few months. So the professor invited me. So there was teaching, two days teaching in the Japanese, shrine room, I think. So it's from there here, from there to here, from there to here, this size, the whole, what I remember. So then the translator was, the first night, translator was one old man, woman. I don't know their name, sorry. So I think they had one Tibetan monk for 1 year, lived at their house. They invited from Nepal. So on Likilupa Monastery. So, and then, well, I think because they've been receiving teachings or initiation from this monk. So I think, you know, I think the group thought, I mean the group, well, I guess maybe they thought that the couple, old men, women, were, you know, more Dharma knowledge. So they translated the first night. So I was talking about self, you know, self. Of course, if I said self, then there wouldn't be this. They wouldn't get misunderstand this I, you see. But I didn't use the self, so I guess I use I. So I think, so you know, it's I is same pronunciation. There's no different pronunciation for this I and the I. You know, the self I and the I. This I is I to see the two eyes. You know, to see the. So I mean the pronunciation same. So the old men and women, they were my translators. So I mean very generous, you know, they did translation and with the invited monk, and you know they took it for one year. The monk didn't say went to Los Angeles. I think he did that by himself. So. So anyway, he left here, went to Los Angeles. I think I didn't see, but I heard they were selling hot dogs on the road. Hot dogs, something like that. Anyway, so so the. So I think I was talking to self, you see. So I think first night didn't say anything. The second night, I don't remember the first night or second night. So then one lady from the audience who came to Nepal just for short time, whom I knew, so she corrected. She's in the audience, so she corrected to them. It's not this I, it's this I, the self. So they translated all those times. I think that is the I. You know. So anyway, I just remembered. I thought it's a story from Mexico, so I must tell. So, I think maybe corrected to them, maybe the second night or the first night, and then, I remember, yeah. Then, the second, third, maybe the translator was there. I think translated the girl who corrected, I think. Maybe she was translated, I think. Yeah, that. As long as the audience didn't think it, they have to go to hospital to operate the eye. That's okay. To go to hospital to operate the eye so that you can see. So that you can see, when you look at the things, you see the conventional nature, how their nature and permanence, all the things, and then you see the ultimate nature, how they empty. Then you don't need to meditate. You don't need to meditate just for the hospital. Then just go to hospital, ask the doctor to get in. Then you have treatment to get enlightened. Come back to home enlightened. So there's two. Since I came to this point, so I think you have to carry on to me. So the how everything created by the mind, okay? So there's two ways to how it came from the created by mind. Came from the mind. So there's two ways to understand. One is the how you see the you know things as a form, sound, smell, taste, tangible objects. That is it. created by your present mind concept. You see. That's the first. That's the first to understand. And the other one, how things come from mind, you know, created by mind. The second one is that is something was done before, long time ago. Okay, so there's two ways. There's two ways to discover, to meditate, to discover. So this so this so by seeing the base, then your mind is to create a label. The image is creation of mind. How your mind create. By seeing the base, then you create your mind create a label. Okay. So if you put a negative label, then you see negative. If you create a negative label, you see. Unpleasant or impure, then you see, then with the belief, you do this with the belief. Then you see, then you, when that appears back, it appears back according, it appears back impure, as they say, bad. You see, because you label the bad, you see. Not bad, the animal bad. You know, not the you know, having mouse face and then the. I don't want to misunderstand like the eye. Bad. So, so not that bad. bad or bad? Bad, but same. Same word. Be it the bed, and the other one, the animal, bad. Same. Huh? Same, right? Or different? How do you say? Huh?
Different.
How do you say?
But
and but. Huh? But and but. But is bad. But and but. So but is the animal. But, huh?
The animal is but.
Okay. What about that one? The bad as a bird. So the bird, the longer one is the not nice one, yeah? Right? Is it right? Bird. Yeah, with the D.
T.
Huh?
T.
T is the animal. The D? How do you say the D? But. The animal?
But.
But. So, yeah. So if you see, by seeing the base, if your mind put negative label, bad, ugly, whatever, you see, then with the belief. If you don't believe, then you don't see bad. You see, see, it doesn't appear bad. It doesn't appear bad, and then you say, it doesn't appear bad, and you don't see bad. Okay, it doesn't appear bad as it is bad, and you don't see as it is bad. okay, you know, I'm talking about the bad, ugly. so. So the last thing is you don't see it as bad, but bad. English, British, the bad. Huh? English, bad, bad. Huh?
Bad.
How do you say?
Bad.
Bad. Bad. Bad. It has quite a tune inside. Bad. Okay. Yeah. So. So I have to understand. So my earring dropped. So it's very important. So it is very important that you know, to what I've just said now, very important to say, in our everyday life, to be, say, aware, you know, to meditate. Say to be conscious, to be mindful, say. Well, not only when you sit on the in your meditation room or cushion, see, none of that. Just where you are walking, doing job, anytime, you see, it's extremely. Especially when you are having problems in your life, having relationship problems, problem in the office. whether you're at home or you're outside, where it's so helpful so helpful to say, like I'm saying. To remove your mental sicknesses, mental disease, mental sicknesses. you know, thinking this is bad, isn't that bad, you know. So you see, so many bad things make your life flow bad, you know. It's good, and make everything bad. So this is bad, this is, that is bad. What do you say? What do you hear? What is, you know, see? So anyway, then you make your life, see? You know, all the appearance bad, you see. Whatever appears to you, everything bad. You see, it made everything negative. Everything is undesirable. You made everything disturbing to your mind. You know, what you see, what you hear, everything. Disturbing to your mind. That. Oh. So then, you get, so more you do that, you get your lung. Lung, I think, I'm for sure. Only those who have been, say, maybe elder students, maybe they know more the lung, but newer, I'm sure. So anyway, the lung, the wind is called wind disease. So that comes also arises. So you use your mind to instead of putting a positive label. Looking at everything good, then looking at everything bad. You see, this is bad, you see. This person's bad, this person's, you know, we're talking bad, you know. So we're thinking bad, or so many things. Then you see, more you think that, more you do that, then the wind disease. lung, you see. Then get also develop more, you know. So instead of getting more positive experience, realization, then get more lung. So that, and then it's same also when we're talking the Dharma Center, same, see. That. So maybe I'm beginning with this. So in Tibet, you see, two disciples came from very far to the monastery, came from very far from their home, I think, probably maybe months, you know, on the foot, came to the monastery. So the teacher served cold tea, gave cold tea. So one student thought, oh, the teacher is so kind, so precious, so kind. He purposely made the tea cold for us. And we came on foot so long and so tired, so he made the tea You know, you made the tea. Perhaps a little cold for us. You know. So kind. So he was so, you know, he was appreciating, you know, kindness, you know. He was appreciating so much, see. So happy, you know. So happy, you know. Appreciating so much. Think of the kindness of the teacher. So happy. You know, very deep appreciative feeling kindness of the teacher. then the other disciples, oh, we came from very far, so tired. The teacher didn't give us even hot tea. You know, so got so angry. So get angry, see. So I got so angry. Teacher, you know? So it was so bad, you know, that didn't give us hot tea, see. So so you see, one so the first one, the second one, you see, it's cold tea, but he gave the label bad. That's bad. He put a negative label, bad. And so then of course, with the belief, you know, with the belief, it's bad. But if there's no belief, you know, that you don't see that, you don't, it doesn't appear bad as it's bad, and you don't see it's bad. So, you see, you don't get angry. So all that thing doesn't happen. creating the karma. I mean, that's the heaviest the karma. Among the karma, that's the heaviest the karma. You see, so with most powerful holy object. You see, so the so the say, see, so I can, since I mentioned most powerful, then I need to explain that. So why it's most powerful? They explained in the teachings like this. Most powerful because you see the from whom received, you see, teaching, you know. From Dharma connection, you see. With whom when you have received Dharma connection, you are a disciple and that's a guru, you see. With this recognition, you are a disciple, that person, guru, then you receive Dharma connection, you receive teaching. So so that person is guru, you see. So it's mentioned in the teachings that powerful person in your life. To gradually start, you see, the guru is the father, mother. You are this person like father, mother. They are more powerful object than the outside people. Other families, you know, the other family members, the outside people, who gave you this body, you know, this precious human body. They are more powerful than the family members or outside people. So with the parents, because they are powerful objects, so with very small disrespect, harm, criticize, or small beating, or small criticism, or the hurting with words, small disrespect. However, they become heavy negative karma. because it's heavy, you see the suffering result in this life. It initiates in this life. Then, so many lifetimes, as I mentioned yesterday, the karma is expandable, and now you're talking about the powerful object. So you experience the suffering, the lower realms, and then even a human being This is not a good karma. You were born as a human being many lifetimes. You know, thousand lifetimes you experience these problems, suffering result. What you did, you know, how you treat your parents, you see. So then you get the result back, you know, harmful. So many lifetimes, 100,000 from one. I'm talking about from that one action, as I mentioned the other day. So then, even small respect, small service, help whatever you did with your parents. Then they come, that will come as very powerful, and you experience the result of happiness, success in this life. Result of happiness with the success, you see, is initiated in this life. Then for many lifetimes, you know, 100,000, so you see, goes on, see, you receive, you know, you enjoy, so, and like that. So therefore, so now here, since I'm talking this case, since I'm talking this subject, if one, especially in the West, doesn't have the education to respect the parents. In the West, doesn't teach in schools to respect the parents. Doesn't teach. There's a missing in the Western culture to respect the parents. From the relationship between the parents and children, the positive side, you see, doesn't teach. in the Buddhism, it's very, very important because powerful object, so be very careful. it's because you want the happiness, you don't want the suffering. So because of that, and also you want to help others and their beings. So then especially that case, you need success. You don't have problems in that to cause happiness, and not only your parents, but all the sentient beings. So therefore, since in the West it doesn't, you know, that part in education is missing in schools, doesn't teach. So, and then also, you know, all so that and all the problems, whatever you experience problems, then also the say it everything see, blame everything goes on parents, you know, they some of the culture see goes everything all the blame goes on parents, how the parents when you're born, you know, didn't take care of well these and that, you know, so all the blame goes on parents. So there's no knowledge of karma presented. Education karma is not there. Nothing. Children's ignorance, anger, attachment, delusion, the wrong concepts. You see, all this karma motivated by that, and done in past. You see, this life and then the past lives. So there's no education of reincarnation. There's no education of karma. Your actions affect of your action. Karma, your action and the effect of your action. Positive action, positive effect, happiness. And negative action, the negative, you know, the suffering result. So negative effect from your action. So you receive now and you receive later, long term. Many, many lifetimes from this one action, negative result, you experience for many lives, you know, 100,000 lives. And then also harm to other sentient beings, harm other living beings, you see, so that. Then also, same positive, see, with positive mind, positive action, then with effect, now, happy, positive, and then another one, you see, for many lives, 100,000 lives. You see, or enlightenment, or has the enlightenment, liberation from samsara, enlightenment. You know, amazing, see, the, and the to liberate numberless sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering and and enlighten them. So from your positive thought, your action, it will liberate numberless sentient beings from each realm, you know, numberless hell beings, hunger, animal, human beings, sura, bring to enlightenment. So just, just amazing, you know, just just unbelievable, incredible. So, what good things, what you can do with your mind, you know, first mind, just unimaginable, you know, what you can do, okay? And what bad things you can do with your negative thoughts, you see, what your mind, yeah, so negative, so then generate negative thoughts and, you know, action, then affect your suffering result. So, harm to, not only harm to you, you know, I mean, say, all the future lives. No liberation, no enlightenment. You see, and then harm to numberless sentient beings. Harm to numberless sentient beings. From life to life, you see. When that goes on, then harm to numberless sentient beings. Even in one world, even in this country, there happen many times people who has influence, power, killed many, so many millions and millions of people. Even in this earth, happened a person who has influence, but with the negative thought, you see, generating negative thought, anger and so forth, have killed so many millions and millions of people. Oh, see, the children's burn in fire, you know, the old people killed in prison, or the just unimaginable by one person. So tortured, killed millions, you see, some millions, and then many, you see, they engage in killing others, you know, and your instruction, and your desire, you know, the anger, all this, they kill. So many 100,000 people, you engage, them to kill. So, you know, many million people, you see. This is without talking the animals. The animals are not counted. So just the human beings. So animals, how many harm destroyed in the ocean, on the ground, you see, you know, to the bomb, all those things, you see. So no question. So, so with the, so what you can do with the mind, what you can, with negative thought, you see, by generating negative thought, what you can harm. So, like that, and it happened in the world so many times, history. So we don't do that. We don't become like that. We want only to become, you know, who can give only happiness to others, numberless living beings in your own country, this world. Then even the last to yourself, you know, only happiness, no suffering. See, So then, even your own life, you know, this life, to complete your life, to live your life in happiness, it has come from positive thought. It has come from, you see, positive thinking. It's come from that. Always to live a happy life, you have come. It's come from your positive mind, positive thinking. You know, the healthy mind. It's come from a healthy mind. Positive thinking. If you don't know what, I mean, I mean, here, many you have the Dharma, all these people, I'm not teaching, but generally speaking, if one doesn't know what a person means, healthy, healthy. Well, maybe it's the same, I think. The healthy mind. healthy mind. Oh, the. So the ignorance and attachment, the delusions, you see, there's the immediate, when they arise, negative effect to your mind, to your mental condition, negative effect, disturbances. When those jealous mind, all these, you know, pride, all these rises, immediately there's a negative effect on your mental condition. Then, negative effect to others. see, disturbance, others, you know, mind, you see. So, it destroys others' peace, other symptoms, peace, and you see, your mental peace, you know. So, say, so it creates negative, creates immediately negative environment, you know, when those arises. Whether it's at home, in the office, wherever you are, so negative environment, unpleasant situation. Then you see, then you see, then you see unhealthy life. you have all the sickness of mind, you see, all the delusions. So very like sick mind. You see, all these things, anger and all these desires of all the pride, jealousy, all the ill will and all the things. Like sick mind, you see. So the body has a cancer, many, you know, many things in the body, but now the mind has many of the sicknesses. So then because of that, then because of this, you know, then many physical problems arises. It causes blood sick, it causes it's not good blood circulation. It is said confirmed or discovered by the doctors or scientists or whatever. Most people who have a heart attack is people who have very impatient nature. People who have majority of the people who have heart attack is people who have angry nature. You know, bad temper. So the where there's the most heart attack is happening, whom? So the people who have so much anger, impatience, you see. they checked and this is what they discover. And they see, the anger, more bad tempers. It harms for smooth blood circulation. For that, so brings it is also said cancer arises if somebody has a lot of fear or something like that. Worries. That's not from teachings, but it's just through analysis, you know, people from like the one before, like the one heart attack, similar through people's analysis. There's a lot of worries, you know, then cancer, said that. But of course, that doesn't mean worry is the main cause of cancer. It's just it can be a condition, but not may not be, but it should be checked as a main cause of cancer. But it should be checked. But this, but people did analysis, you know. So they said this. So anyway, so then it brings, yeah, brings many physical problems, you know, from that mental unhealthy. Then, so the one the. One couple from the United States. One is a husband is a doctor and a wife is a psychologist. I don't remember the name. So the book written by them through their what they analyzed, what they discovered. So they said that cancer is a result of they analyzed. They discovered the result. Cancer is a result of unhealthy. The unhealthy mind, the impure mind, you know, the impure mind, you see, negative thoughts. That's what they said. So through the analysis, you see. So anyway, it is mentioned that. So it is mentioned that you see in the text that a text and the reality like this. So the mind, the mind is the wind. I'm not talking about this wind. You know, the wind blowing the altars or the. You know, the flowers, so they, not the wind. So there's a very, there's four elements within us. And wind, vehicle of the mind is the wind. Vehicle of the mind is the wind. Vehicle of the mind is the wind, okay? So the mind and the vehicle of the wind, they're same in essence, but they have a different function. So by movement is called wind, and there is the function perceiving object, which is a clear perceiving object. Then regards perceiving object, and then mind. Oh, that by a function. Then it gave a different label. when the mind becomes very disturbing, the ignorance, anger, attachment, all these, you know, judgment, pride, so forth, all these rises, you know, disturbing the mental condition. Obscuring the mental condition, and you see, engaging with karma, which results only suffering, rebirth in the lower realm, all those unimaginable heavy sufferings, and then the result, you see, problems, suffering results, still, even in the human realm. You do not good karma when you receive born a human being, but then, not finished those past need karma coming result. So you experience in the human realm the problems. Yeah, see, like the positive result to the place, you know, all the problems place. Then you receive harm from others, and then you engage again, you do the same need karma again. You see, even uncontrollably. Even you know it's bad, but you see, it's uncontrollably happening. You see, so things like that, whether it's killing, whether it's stealing, whether it's telling lies, all these things. Then of course, that's right. So like this. So harm to others, see other sentient beings. Even in the future life, you harm other sentient beings. See? You can see from this explanation. So, so when the mind is disturbed, you see like this, say, become disturbing mind, you know, like that, then the vehicle of the mind is wind. Wind become disturbing. Unpeaceful. Because mind is not peaceful, so the wind also become unpeaceful, you see, disturbing, okay? So, so then is then when the wind is not balanced, disturbing, then you see the four elements in the within you become unbalanced. When there's become unbalanced, the sickness comes. I see. The problem, you see, difficult experience in the life. So then, so the mind is very peaceful. So when you practice Dharma, the mind becomes very peaceful, in peace, you see, in peace, you know. The good version, or the very peaceful, the calm, very peaceful. Very deep, you know, very deep down peace, you see. Contentment, so peaceful, renunciation, so peaceful. You know, your mind, you see, don't think, don't create any problems, see. So attachment, desire, you see, creating so many problems. Not there, you see, free, so peaceful. Then the bodhicitta, loving kindness, compassion, so peaceful, so happy, you know, meaningful, joyful state. Bodhicitta, you see, that unbelievable, see, like an ocean, you know, and see, very incredible. Benefit, you know, deep like ocean. See, you receive like scarce of merit. You know, whatever the benefit you get, you see, it's unbelievable. So your mind is bodhicitta. Then also right view, peace, unbelievable peace. When your mind is in right view. You see, there's not all this trouble in mind. During that time, there's not all this trouble in mind. See, everything's cut. Oh, you see, complete view of you and its others, whatever you see. See, incredible peace, you know. Like you haven't achieved liberation from samsara, but kind of like liberation. So unbelievable peace, you know, so that free from all these troubling thoughts, troubling you, troubling others. So anyway. There's no question about tantric practice, you know, higher than, no question. You know. Which is based on that, you know, generation completion stage, you see. So anyway, so that's why I said yesterday, at the end, without Dharma, life is only suffering. You know, I mentioned that. Without Dharma, without Dharma in the life, then life is only suffering, you see. There's no inner peace, happiness, you see, in the heart, and no satisfaction, you see. Without Dharma, you never. How much whatever you try in the world, externally, you never get satisfaction. Inner peace, never. Always empty. Your heart is always empty. Even you own the whole world, but then there can be unbelievable problems. You know, like the billionaires. You don't see them. You don't see them. You know that say. Unbelievable peace and happiness in the heart. You don't see them, you don't feel that. So normally, because I've been meeting many people, many different class people, wealthy people, you know, simple people, all kinds, you see. So the, you know, different countries in, however, those Chinese countries and many. So anyway, you see, beginning looking very good, you know. Of course, well dressed, you know, everything's so beautiful, house. But then you listen from them. After 5 minutes goes, 10 minutes goes, 15 minutes goes, then you hear the problems that they have.